Rock. Hello, who's this?
Brian.
Brian, you're caller 21.
Yeah!
Nice.
Who's there with you?
My wife. Oh. We're huge 21 Pilot fan.
Fantastic. You got tickets to the K-Rock private show with 21 Pilots? Congratulations.
That is awesome.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder. What is up, party people? LeBron James made the decision, part two. Is he retiring? Details coming up. People are dumb. A man showed up at jail to bail out a friend and was arrested. What's up with Florida? A dude sleeping in somebody else's car. At 4:20, we have the catch of the day, which is our new music feature. And at 4:30 and 5:30, we've got games for you to earn tickets to see this. 1990, the Warehouse Records signing with Depeche Mode, the Near Riot. Bean and I had just been hired. We were new. And as we were walking away from the Warehouse Records, somebody said, "Hey, do you guys work for K-Rock?" And we said, "No! No!" Remember when LeBron James made the decision? This is before he was a Laker. He was playing for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and there was a half-hour TV show on ESPN dedicated to LeBron James making the announcement that he was going to the Miami Heat. "I'm taking my talents to South Beach," he said. That was the decision. He got a lot of crap for that. And yesterday, he promoted that he was going to do The Decision, part two.
A lot of speculation when LeBron James posted a video promising a big announcement.
Is LeBron going to retire?
Turns out he wants us to have a drink.
I don't really need LeBron James to make a decision so that I can drink.
After all the internet buzz, James' big announcement was a collaboration with Hennessy to promote a limited edition bottle of cognac and not his retirement, as many speculated.
So his big decision, part two, was for me to drink Hennessy?
Hennessy actually let the cat out of the bag about 90 minutes before LeBron James was going to make his announcement. They launched this second decision campaign to play off James' iconic and viral
covered that.
The Decision interview when he went to Miami to play basketball.
Yeah, covered that. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Shauna.
Shauna, you are caller 21.
Oh my God, seriously?
Yep.
Thank you so much.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A man in Bryan County, Georgia, had a friend in jail, and he was going to bail him out. So the sheriff's office said that a man arrived in an Uber carrying suitcases and a duffel bag. Doesn't say why he was in an Uber or why he had suitcases. He walked inside the jail to bail out a friend. Deputies said the bag gave off a strong smell of marijuana, drawing attention from everyone in the lobby.
Dumbass.
So the guy realizes, oh, everybody can smell my weed. I'm going to take my suitcase back outside and bail out my friend. So he takes it out, and the deputies brought in drug-sniffing dogs, which quickly alerted them to marijuana. His duffel bag was packed with marijuana. Inside, investigators found a felony amount of marijuana along with a gun.
Dumbass.
Dude brought a gun to the jail. Instead of bonding out his friend, the man was charged with two counts of crossing guard lines with illegal narcotics and a firearm, felony possession of marijuana over an ounce, and felony possession of a firearm during a commission of a felony. And by felony, I mean felony. And the sheriff's office reminded residents that bringing drugs and weapons to jail is not only illegal, but will likely result in you landing behind bars next to your friend and not bailing them out. All right. Important safety tip. Thanks, Egon.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
Florida man sleeps in stranger's car, wakes her up, eats her snacks. That is a hell of a headline. According to the Walton County Sheriff's Office, a woman called 911 from her home and told them she'd awoken to the sound of 40-year-old Elijah Spencer standing next to her bed, mumbling. Florida. She yelled at him to get out, and he walked out the back door. When the police showed up, they found Spencer had left articles of clothing spread around her home. He'd even opened and eaten multiple prepackaged snacks. Seems like he was settling in for a nice visit. So once the police were there, they decided to go over the grounds and check it to make sure he was gone. And they found him asleep in the back seat of her car with food particles everywhere. I'm sorry, who says food particles? Crumbs everywhere. Deputies tried to wake Spencer and get him out of the car, but he refused. So they pulled him out and charged him with burglary of an unoccupied dwelling, burglary of a car, criminal mischief, and resisting an officer. And if terrorizing a woman with mumbling was a charge, he would have been charged with that as well. Aren't you glad you don't live in Florida? We are having a private show with 21 Pilots. All week long, we're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see them at the Bellwether on October 22nd. The only place to get tickets is here, and we're going to do it within 10 minutes on the world-famous K-Rock. K-Rock, who's this?
It's Stacy.
Stacy, you're caller 21.
Oh, my God.
You got tickets to the K-Rock private show with 21 Pilots.
Woo! Yeah!
Yeah, Stacy!
This is awesome.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
There's a guy named Calamar White, also known as Agent Ratliff. He runs a group called Occupational Cares Diversity Affairs. So if you have a problem with your boss, you can file an anonymous complaint through their website. And then he or one of his team members will actually show up to your workplace and read the complaints out loud. They've gone viral on social media. And here's some audio from one of his videos talking to a woman who manages an apartment complex.
How you doing? My name is Agent Ratliff with OSHA Cares Diversity Affairs. I actually can stand up right there. Yes, this is being recorded for our quality assurance and personal records and transcripts. We go over some complaints that were filed from the tenants. We just want to come here and get your side of the story, see what's going on there, see if there's any truth to these complaints before we make a determining factor of who we want to let go or issue any fines to. These complaints are totally anonymous, but I can read them out verbatim. First complaint, it says, her and Juliet keep bullying the new employee when it's her fault the girl ain't been properly trained. Smell like flavors and cough drops.
Only,
only 35, but look.
Diversity affairs.
Only
here.
35, but look 50 and embalmed. Likes to criticize and scrutinize the appearance of black women, but Juliet look like a drag queen.
Diversity affairs here.
And it say right here.
Me and reading out.
It say right here, you a two-time felon.
You're gonna have to leave.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know.
This guy is an absolute legend.
Wow.
Got lost down a wormhole watching a lot of those. Story number two, in China, robotic legs are letting travelers hike, walk, and run with almost zero effort. Here's a clip of a viral video from a guy who tried them out.
I'm in China, and they have robotic legs to help you hike. China is so advanced, and they said we can try it for free.
Okay, so now he's wrapping it around my kneecaps.
Something's happening with the legs.
What? Okay.
Okay.
Start to walk. Walking normally.
Okay, I'm walking normally. Whoa,
oh my gosh, it's like moving for me. It's like easy walking.
You here have AI.
Okay.
And it can feel your walking frequency.
Okay.
This robot will fit you, not you fit the robot. This robot will fit you.
Okay, so can I run?
Yes, you can run.
The robot is like, I'm putting no effort into running, and I'm like running so good.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's me. I'll show you the video later. It's crazy.
I don't know.
We're going to be robotic one of these days.
I love it.
And number three, a Virginia man was awarded $500,000 in damages after his phone accidentally recorded medical staff mocking him during a routine colonoscopy. He had set the device to capture post-op instructions, but instead ended up with a shocking audio file of his anesthesiologist and other staff insulting him while he was unconscious. At one point, one of them said that she wanted to punch him in the face to man him up. This story quickly went viral as a disturbing example of patient mistreatment. Well, he can buy a lot of shit with that money now.
Yeah, he really can.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
I don't know if you've heard of Wisp. But this is Natalie R. Liu is her name. She is a shoegaze artist. She just came through in late September at the Fonda Theater, and she does a cover of Coldplay's Yellow. So for those of you that think Yellow rocks too hard, this is for you. It's Wisp Yellow, the 420 catch of the day. Listen, it's not for everybody. I get it. That's all right. That was Wisp doing a cover of Coldplay's Yellow, 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
We have a game for you to win tickets for 21 Pilots. So we want you to call us at 800-520-1067. This is important. Say you're calling for the game.
Yes.
So we can make sure that everybody's on the same page. I believe I have a tougher hint today.
Yeah, I hope so, because these 21 Pilots fans really know
the
what's going on.
The very first contestant.
I know.
Both times yesterday. Super frustrating. Not because I don't want you to win, but I want more people to play.
Yeah, so. We want more game playing.
Right, so we're going to try that next on K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
And we are about to play. Oh, nope. Sorry.
Just a second.
There That's what we're going to play. Wow. K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. We're playing for 21 Pilots tickets. I'm going to play you 1 second of a song, and you identify it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here you go.
That is City Walls.
A bitch.
Oh my God.
It's not that I don't want you to win. It's just I put a bunch of people on hold to play and you got it first thing.
We got to go into deep album cuts from here on out.
We're going to do that in an hour. Congratulations. What's your name?
My name is Joseph.
Joseph, you let me down, but enjoy the show.
All right. We're going to 21 Pilots.
Yes, it's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
So Yellow Card, they're going to be doing an in-store signing at Licorice Pizza in Studio City this Friday, which is when the album drops.
Fantastic. Congratulations to Samara from South El Monte.
Coming out to the private K-Rock show at 21 Pilots.
Well done.
Woo!
Thanks for listening.
A lot of speculation when LeBron James posted a video promising a big announcement.
That is true. It's K-Rock, it's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. LeBron James, the first time he did The Decision was 2010, and they made like a half-hour ESPN show out of it.
Mm-hmm.
He got a lot of backlash, saying he was leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers and going to Miami, taking my talents to South Beach, I believe were the words that
Ooh.
He used. So when he says he's got another big announcement, everybody's like, all right, well, is he going to retire?
Mm-hmm.
Or
turns out he wants us to have a drink.
How about that? He wants everyone to have a drink. That's cool.
After all the internet buzz, James' big announcement was a collaboration with Hennessy.
Son of a bitch.
So ridiculous.
To promote a limited edition bottle of cognac and not his retirement, as many speculated. Hennessy actually let the cat out of the bag about 90 minutes before LeBron James was going to make his announcement.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
He's like, what are you doing?
Cover got blown. Oh, my God.
They launched this second decision campaign to play off James' iconic.
Right. Covered that. So he's not retiring.
And, you know, everybody went and they bought all of these tickets for the final game of the season. And the prices surged and got crazy and people were buying these up. So,
sorry about that everyone.
Sucks.
Have a drink. You're telling me Mike Shinoda's playing hurt?
Yes. So they posted this diary and Linkin Park playing a show. The crew were moshing inside of the barricade. So Mike Shinoda went down, ran into someone the wrong way and threw out his shoulder.
Excellent.
Because getting older is so much fun.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
We have tickets for 21 Pilots. You need to call us at 800-520-1067. Tell us, this is important, tell us that you're calling to play the game. and we're going to play one, just a second. We're going to play you a second of a 21 Pilots song, and you have to identify the song. So far, we've had the very first contestant every time we've done
Dude,
this one.
It sucks because we want more people to play.
We put a bunch of people on hold, and then the first person gets it.
These fans, they know every single thing. So we've tried to up the ante here.
We're trying. Yeah. Yes. So 800-520-1067. Tell us you're calling to play the game, and we'll do it next on K-Rock. I didn't mean to curse at the last guy that won this game.
You called him a son of a bitch after he guessed correctly.
He guessed correctly. Yeah, we're trying to play a game where more than one contestant can play.
Yes.
What did you just find on Reddit?
So someone sent me a comment on Reddit, and it was when I said, we need deeper album cuts. So they quoted that, and then they put, you're underestimating us.
We are underestimating you, so we are going to stump you, I believe, with this one.
Just a second!
All right, let's say hello to contestant one. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Bree.
Hi, Bree. I'm rooting against you, only so that we can get to a second contestant.
Hopefully not.
All right.
I'm trying all week for this.
All right, here you go. You ready?
Yes.
Here's 1 second of a 21 Pilot song.
Legend.
All right.
You.
She is right.
All right.
That's
oh,
legend.
Oh, my goodness, Brie.
Off of 2018's Trench.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
We have underestimated them.
We really
have.
Now that you've won, I'm happy that you've won.
Yes, of course.
Me too.
But we're going to have to come back tomorrow and mean business.
Bring it.
Yeah. All right, congratulations. You got tickets for 21 Pilots.
Oh, my gosh, thank you so much.
You are unbelievable. This is Kevin Ryder. I'm out of here. Megan Holliday is next.
And more tickets for you to come to the K-Rock 21 Pilots private show.